What about John 9:1? My question now is, well, what about it? Well, Jesus said there was no sin. I said, no, that's way on down into the question. I said, start back at verse 1 and see what he said. And I said, what was the question the disciples asked? Lord, who sinned? Why is this man born blind? Because of his sin or his parents' sin? A young girl. She comes in and she's 25 or 30 years old. She's not married. And she comes in and says, oh, my goodness, how are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm coming down with cervical cancer. Somebody says, you know, you've been sinning sexually, hadn't you? You've been sleeping around some guy you ain't married to. When's the last time you heard that in church? Boy, this gospel you preach is condemning. I said, no. When your heart condemns you not. When your heart condemns you not. If you've been sleeping with some guy you ain't married to, is your heart going to condemn you? Oh, yeah. You've been lying to somebody? You know, I mean, you start to ask God a question. And when you say, Lord, I need you to do this for me and whatever, and your heart jumps out of your chest and turns around and looks at you and says, you're a liar. You're an adulterer. You're a fornicator. You think, have I done those things? Yeah, I have. Okay, then God ain't going to answer my prayer. When my heart does not condemn me, I know that when I ask him for whatever I want, I know he hears my petition and I know I have the answer. That's what the scripture said in 1 John 3. That's clearly what it says. But it says right here, it says, now the Holy Spirit clearly tells us that in the last time, some will turn away from what we believe. They will follow lying spirits and teachings that come from demons. You reckon demons could talk to preachers? Obviously, they must be talking to us, huh? Oh, it's okay. You know, God will forgive. In fact, the pastors of that, I think, Episcopal church where Dr. Tiller got killed, the abortionist had killed over 60,000 babies, they asked the pastor, senior pastor of that church, what he thought about having an abortionist in his church. He said, well, you know, don't y'all know Jesus forgives sin? So he's okay. No, when Jesus forgives sin, what did he say, do to sin? Leave it, turn it away from. Did he say, you can come in and ask me, and I'll forgive you for killing them 50 babies you killed this week, but next week you plan to kill 50 more? And you think I'm going to forgive you? That ain't the same Jesus that I read about in this book. Is it you? No, that's not what he said. He said, whenever the woman was caught in adultery, did he say, woman, I forgive you?
No.
Yeah, he did say, woman, I forgive you. But then what did he tell her to do? Hey, now this girl's got the right answer. Leave your life of sin. And whenever the man that had been sick 38 years, when Jesus said, get up, you're healed. He said, when he come back to him, he said, now leave your life of sin or something worse is going to come upon you. Is that what he said? Why is it we don't see these things? Why is it we don't understand that in these last days, just like he's telling us here, Paul's telling Timothy, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from what we believe. They will follow lying spirits and teachings that come from demons. Now these teachers are hypocrites and liars. They pretend to be religious, but their consciences are dead. You ask somebody, you're sick? You know, that's the first question I ask you when you come to a healing school. And you tell me what you got? I say, today you sit here for 4 hours and you listen to me teach God's word. Did you see your sin? Did you find it? And most of them, just like this young man right here. Yes, I saw my sin. I said, have you asked God to forgive you? Yes. Well, that's all I need. I don't want to know what his sin is. I don't have to know. That ain't between me and him, is it? It's between him and the king. And whenever he repented of his sin, God forgave him, and then he healed him of a stroke. I mean, when a man goes back to work in a month with a stroke, when he couldn't hardly walk when he got here and he walked out on his own, somebody showed up to touch him. You know that?
Never went to a doctor.
Never went to a doctor. He went to the best doctor.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's why he got well so quick.
Great,
he went to the great physician. See, I had another young man over here in Mesquite, and he had an unforgiveness toward his wife. And I went over to see them. They called me, and they saw me on Daystar one day. And I went over there, and I talked to them 3 or 4 or 5 hours, and I told him, I said, you got to forgive your wife. He said, no, I'm not going to forgive her. I said, you know, you're going to have to forgive her, or you're not going to like what's going to happen to you. He said, what do you mean? I said, God will hit you with something. I don't know what. Well, he said, when will he do it? I said, I have no idea. That's in his timing. I don't know. I ain't God, but he knows, but I don't. But I said, I do know how he does things. I said, I have learned. So I said, if you don't forgive her, I guarantee God's going to send a tormenting spirit and you ain't going to like him when he hits you. I ain't going to forgive her. Okay. So over the next 2 years, I went to their house probably two or three or four times. And finally, after about the fourth time, he called and said, we need you to come over here one more time. I said, forget it. I ain't wasting my time. I said, I've been over there four times, whatever, three or four times. I said, I've told you and showed you from God's word what you got to do. I said, I am not wasting any more time with you. I said, son, you're going to repent or God's going to strike you. He said, you're not coming. I said, no. I've told you what God's word says. There ain't no use me come telling you again. I said, you going to forgive her now? He said, no. I said, okay. I said, Lord, he's in your hands. I told him what your word said. A few months later, his wife called and said, Thurman, would you come see us? I said, I told y'all no. She said, but my husband's had a stroke and he can't talk. Oh, I said, okay, I'll come. I went over and I sat there beside him. I said, did I tell you God's going to do this to you? Yeah. I said, how's it feel to be, have a stroke and not be able to walk or talk? Seeing three images at a time. I said, do you like it? He said, no. You know, he can't hardly do nothing. I said, you know you've had a stroke? He said, his wife said, yes, I took him to the doctor. The doctor checked him, said he had a stroke, and I wanted to put him in the hospital. But I told him, no, we're bringing him home. And so they brought him home. I said, good. Now that you didn't allow the doctor to touch you. Now, I said, sir, if you will repent. I said, are you willing to forgive your wife now? Oh, it's amazing how a man's willing to forgive when he can't walk or talk or nothing else. He was, as long as he was big and healthy and strong, I ain't forgiving her. What she did to me, forget it. But when he can't talk and he's laying down prostrate, it's a little bit easier to do what God said. You know that? You know, does the king know how to get our attention? Oh, yeah, he can get your attention. But you know, when you go to church and you're asked these questions, most people don't believe them. You know that? Most people do not believe these things. But this man, he repented. I told him, I said, now then, if you'll take God's word and you begin to put it all over your house, scriptures, and you and your wife will walk holy and obedient to the word and you start claiming the scriptures and the promises of God, I said, I guarantee in due season the king will heal you. Well, it took about 6 or 8 months, and that man is completely, fully recovered today. He stood on God's word. But do you think he walks in love with his wife now? Oh, yeah. He walks in love with that girl now. Oh, he ain't got no unforgiveness against her now. But you know, a lot of people don't want to hear these things. You know that? What does it say that we do in the last days? Turn away. We listen to lies. These teachers that teach these things that come from demons, they're hypocrites and liars. They pretend to be religious, but their consciences are dead. Verse 3 and 4. They will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods. I mean, you know, is the television network and everything saying, you don't have to worry about getting married, just live together. Do they teach that all over the place? Oh, it's not. It's okay. You know, God will forgive you. You know, you can come in on Saturday night and with your confession and you'll be okay. No, that's not what the word says. God says one woman, one man in marriage. It doesn't say two men or two women to get married, but that's what we've got going on right now. We talk about judgment. I don't know why it is that nobody can see this picture. But if you want to see a picture that's perfect, look at California. Look at the homosexuals and the perverts they got in California, and look what's happened to California. The day Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, made it legal to man to marry man and woman to marry woman, within 3 days, California had 8,000 lightning strikes and fires burning all over the state. I know that's just a phenomenon or a coincidence. Who controls the lightning bolts? The scripture says God does. Those are his flaming arrows. And can he throw them and make them hit wherever he wants them to hit? Yes, he can. And California is still burning. Well, some of you don't know, but just a few weeks ago, Tom knows this well. His power was knocked out. How long ago has that been, Tom? 2, 3, 4 months? something like that. We had lightning strikes all over the Metroplex. We had storms come in, and all of a sudden lightning began to hit all over the place, and it was so much of it, they had their cameras looking out the windows taking pictures, and all of a sudden these lightning strikes are just hitting the ground everywhere, and then all of a sudden one would hit a big transformer like a big bomb blow up. That big giant transformer was hit by lightning, it blew up, and then whoosh, a big section of Dallas just went dark. Wow. And then over here another one. And then another one. And before it was over, a big portion of Dallas was without power that night. And some people took as long as 2 weeks before they got power back. Well, naturally, they lost everything in their refrigerator and freezer and all that stuff. But somebody said, well, what a coincidence. Now, let me tell you, folks, that was God trying to get our attention. He's saying, hey, kids, y'all straighten your act up. I'm not happy with Dallas. I'm not happy with y'all's sins. Do we have a few people in the church today that is having abortions? Do you think God likes abortion? I don't think so. Do we have people in the church sleeping together that are not married? Do we have people in the church that are lying? God says, I hate liars. I mean, just think of the sins God said he hates. Just think of these things. And we're doing them. We don't realize there's going to be a consequence. But he says, they will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten with thanksgiving by people who know and believe the truth. And when you eat your food, how are you supposed to eat it? With thanksgiving. How often do you sit down to eat something and you fail to say, Lord, I want to thank you for this food. I'm asking you to bless this to my physical body. You should never do that. Never. When Cheryl and I sit down to eat, if they bring us a glass of water, we bless the water. Then if they bring us a glass of tea, we bless the glass of tea. Then if they bring us a salad, we bless the salad. Then if they bring us the main dish, we bless the main dish. Then the girl comes back and refills our water glass. We bless it before we drink it. Somebody says, that's a little too far out. Hey, I love the answers I get from prayer when I pray. Now, obviously, if I've learned and found something that works, I don't want to change it unless I can get better. Maybe I'll start blessing it twice.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, When Your Heart Condemns You Not, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.